Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Thank you. And all ships at sea and wherever you are around the world, thanks for sitting with me. I'm glad you're here. And we got a it's 34 after, by the way. Did I mention that? I want to make sure you stay up with the time. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Bob Dillersteiner back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of several books that I put in a wheelbarrow to bring to the studio, including A Time for Heroes, including Power and Influence, one of my favorites, among others. And he's the founder and the chairman of the Dillersteiner Group, an outstanding PR and strategy company in New York City, but works globally. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Bob Dillersteiner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's thrilling to be here and great to be with you. And I have to give you some good news. I'm sorry to say this, but the published my book, The Critical First Years of Your Professional Life, has just agreed to reprint it.
Congratulations.
So I'm excited by that.
No, I remember that. Yeah, absolutely. I've got that book. So congratulations. I'm very excited. And I'm not surprised. This, I tell my audience many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks. And so you certainly fit that bill. Hey, Bob, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is the goodness of people. That how do we take what's good in people and extend that, leverage that, make it more valuable, have more impact. And I know you've written a lot about that lately. I'm looking at your little red book that's titled "Have You Done Enough?" What do you think?
It's a very important topic, and all of us can do more, and all of us should do more. What spurred that book was a man who was an alcoholic. And we had worked with him for literally 3 years trying to help him get off his problem. Mm-hmm. And he did. But our problem was we had to take a business trip one day, and he went back onto the sauce. Huh. And eventually it killed him.
Wow.
And I looked in the mirror and I said, have I done enough? And my view was I could have done more, and I could have helped save a life. And there, all of us listen to this show. Could do more if we want to.
Well, there are two things. There are two things here, and both of them are tied to two of the words that the Greek use for love. You know, there's eros, which is a love between a man and a woman. But then we got philo, which is brotherly love, right? That's the feeling that I have for you because I know you. And you have for me, and then there's agape, and these are the two, philo and agape. Agape is things you do for people you don't know. Firefighters, who the men and women who went into the buildings and not during 9/11, those people, that was agape love. They didn't know those people in that building, and yet they went in anyway. So what you did was philo, because you knew this man, didn't you?
I did know this man. I knew him very well. He spoke Latin. He spoke Greek. He taught me the difference between a gerund and a participle. He was incredible. But on that first point, I remember driving down 3rd Avenue in New York the other day, and my son Jeff said to me, Dad, you look very emotional. And I was emotional because I was behind a fire truck.
Yeah.
And I remember what those guys did on 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget. Never
yeah.
forget.
Well, the thing that I thought it might be good to separate those two is because when you're dealing with someone you know, you're maybe a little more reticent to do things because, number one, you don't want to pry, you don't want to be nosy, you don't want to be pushy, you don't want to hurt a friendship. How far do I go, Bob? How straight do I talk to you about this thing that's going on with you? I mean, you see what I mean? If I try to contribute something to you, maybe something financial, am I insulting you? People don't. We don't always know.
Real friendship goes deep, and you should go as far as you possibly can. I have a relative, and over the years we've had words, and it hasn't been easy, but we're having an event very soon. And the relative called and said to a third party, should I come? I said, there's no question you should come. You should absolutely come. and we'll have a great time, and yeah. we'll repair any problem there's been.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you something else you can do. You can ask questions of people you know to find out where you should plug in. What do you think, Bob? I had a friend who I knew was falling on really, really, really hard times, and I knew he was staying in a place that he owned, but it wasn't a very good place. And I just kept asking questions. I said, well, where are you sleeping? He said, I'm sleeping there. And I said, but what are you sleeping on? He said, oh, I've got an old couch there. And I said, do you need a bed? He said, well, I could use a bed, I guess. And so I just had a bed delivered. But my point is that if I hadn't kept asking him, I wouldn't have known. He wouldn't tell me.
And I think that's a great example. You really have to keep after it. There's no question.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can be. It's not pushy to ask questions, especially
questions,
of people that you love. Quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about this agape thing. And
okay.
Could you and I do more about that, too?
And
Bob's helping us.
We certainly can.
Bob's helping us get this idea started here. 22, right back with Bob Neustadter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.